Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is another challenge that I created myself. And of course, I wanted to do this myself, but I decided to invite you to do this challenge too. So at first, let me talk about this challenge. In this challenge, you'll listen to each lesson, each audio. It depends on you, which one you like, okay? And the duration must be less than 4 or 3 minutes. So try to choose a short story. And listen to them at least 30 times or more, okay? You listen to them at least 30 times or more and try to give your opinion about that lesson. Or your point of view from the lesson, or talk about that, the main point, the goal of that lesson. So I think you can do it if you're at least in an intermediate level. So if you're a beginner, doesn't matter, just try to reach to an intermediate level and try to do this. And of course, it's great for improving your English ability, speaking ability, of course. And you can use text if you want, and if you can speak without text and transcript, it will be better. So try this. Okay, let me give you an example about this. Okay, so I listened for 40 times to the loneliest creature in the world. So it's about a whale. Okay, it's about a whale who is very, very lonely in the ocean. So let me talk about that. Let's begin. Okay, there are several facts that I've learned from this lesson. You know, at first I knew whales are the biggest animal in the world. So I knew it, but now I found out they use songs to communicate with each other. They sing the song. Communicate, and their songs actually is at a pitch which is too deep for our ears. You know, we can't hear it because it's too deep. So I found some facts about that, and the main point of this story made me think about ourselves. You know, we are learning English for what? You know, to communicate in the world, we need English because most of the people want to want to speak with another person, foreign person, of course. They try to use English. For example, if a person from Africa, if wants to talk to me, he needs to speak in English. So I try to speak English and he tries to speak English. His native English, native language, of course, is Swahili. Mine is Persian. So we can't communicate with our own native languages, of course. So we try to use a second language. So this whale, in this story, tries to communicate with other whales in a different language. So he fails. His language, in fact, is out of tune. So we can compare ourselves to this whale. You see, if we, for example, want to talk to some people around the world, we have to try to learn English and speak in English because they're using English. So if you are trying to communicate with people and have connection with them, you need to learn English. And if you want that connection, maybe in business, in education, or whatever, and traveling or some other stuffs, you need to learn English to communicate with them, because and English will help you to stay in tune with them. It's a great idiom that I've learned from this story. So in tune, stay in tune with the people around the world. And of course, it's great. You know why? Because we will learn about the cultures, history, and their knowledge, and maybe their language, of course, maybe their sports and some other stuff. So, you know, I myself use English to communicate with the people around the world. For example, I have some Facebook friends from Africa. They're Barca fan. I am a Barca fan, of course. And we try to communicate about Barcelona and the transfer market in football, of course, and how terrible the managers are in Barcelona, and they can buy a football player for us. And we are communicating, and we are having fun, in fact, maybe subconsciously or consciously, but it's great to communicate. And I'm a fan of RPG Maker games. You can search for that. Try to search for RPG Maker games, and you will see what I mean. So I'm a fan of those games, those kind of games. So I communicate with the people in forums and some other stuff. So we try to communicate about games, and I would play some games and try to talk about those games. So English gave me that ability to communicate with people, and it's great. So we need to stay in tune, and you can try that. You can start from here. Stay in tune with us in English. That's not hard, you know. I tried my best, and I can say I improved a lot. So you try that and try this challenge. It will be a lot of fun. It will have a lot of fun, of course, and it's exciting and, of course, entertaining. So try this challenge and talk about the topic. For example, if you listen to one of the Power English lessons at least 30 times. So if you listen to main story, for example, 30 times, main story from Power English, of course, 30 times, you can give your own POV, point of view, because you know what's the goal of that audio file, of that lesson, because you've listened to it a lot, so you can give your opinion on it. If you can't, maybe you haven't listened to it enough, so you have to listen to that lesson more. So try to communicate. And don't force yourself. You need to enjoy it. Of course, I'm enjoying this challenge that I started right now. And at the moment, I'm recording myself. I have a goosebump, seriously, because it's really, really exciting to me. So you can try that too. And of course, try to talk and communicate. Bye for now. Hope to see you guys doing this challenge. Bye.